and trying to write music that on the surface was meant to be a piss take, in a sense. It was meant to be, oh, it's a simple project. It'll be the appetizer for this massive moth project that I've been working on for years. It'll be easy. It's a throwback to a sound that is like nothing new to me. You know, it's like it was supposed to be fun and a piss take. That's the only way I can describe that. For those of you who aren't familiar with that term, I guess it's UK. Taking the piss is essentially like, you know, it's like you're joking with somebody, you're joshing with somebody. It's like a simple, fun thing. But then when I started getting into it, the emotions started coming out in ways I've never fucking experienced. Like the sadness that I felt, just all of a sudden I started crying about everything. And then I got mad about everything. And I was all these emotions. And it was hand in hand with this schedule that I had flippantly agreed to under the assumption that perhaps that stuff was not going to come out. You know, maybe not even an assumption. I didn't even think of it. I didn't think that all these unprocessed emotions were all it would take would be the death of somebody or you know, the leaving of somebody. The process of grief became hand in hand with these kind of dumb rock songs. And I spent the whole time writing this, trying to juxtapose what its original intent was, which was like a bunch of throwback, fun party songs, with where I found myself, which was I had to contend with all these scenarios during this deadline. I had to contend with all this new emotional processing that I was frankly unprepared and unqualified at that point to handle. And I think in the past, anytime I had a tangible display of emotions, like I started to cry, or I was angry, or I was sad, or I was anxiety, whatever it was, in the past I've just quelled it. You know, I held it down and I just never processed it, or I intellectualized it in the ways that made my connection to those emotions much more cerebral than visceral. But by having to really, I couldn't suppress it. It's like when it started coming out, it was this tsunami of emotion, and I was so confused by it. It's like after years of smugly expressing my emotional interactions with the world in an intellectual way, like, oh, the reason you do that is because, you know, perhaps when you were younger, there was a certain type of trauma, and that, you know, you end up playing armchair psychologist to yourself. And in that way, I could forgive myself for thinking, you know, you are processing these emotions. These things are part of your makeup. But what became abundantly clear during the making of Power Nerd is how much I had been pushing them aside, and I have never dealt with these things. So the process of grief ended up being an analogy for the narrative that I ended up arranging the songs on Power Nerd, the lyrical aspects of it. It all became hand in hand with the stages of grief, ending with the song Goodbye, and then the last song, Ruby Quaker, being essentially an analogy for, well, life goes on, and it's the next day. So I haven't really talked about the songs that have happened in the background so far. I'm just trying to, like, I'm manically trying to get all this information out because it's so much to talk about. And it's like, I look forward to closing the door on it, actually. So the song Power Nerd, you know, no giving up, no giving in, it's like, that was kind of the credo moving forward with this album.